This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping is back in China following his five-day state visit to Britain. Chinese authorities say as part of the trip, China and the UK have increased bilateral ties to a global comprehensive strategic partnership for the 21st century. Chinese authorities also say both sides have agreed the visit opens a golden era in China-UK relations, featuring enduring, inclusive, and win-win cooperation. Xi Jinping beginning his trip in London. He then visited Manchester in northern England, making stops at the National Graphene Institute at the University of Manchester and Manchester's airport city. He also announced plans for direct flights between Manchester and Beijing. The vice president of the Maldives has been arrested for allegedly plotting to kill the country's president, Ahmed Adib. He's facing charges of high treason connected to an explosion which rocked the presidential yacht last month. Security has been beefed up in and around the capital, Malé, following his arrest. Maldives President Abdul Yamin was not hurt in the blast, which ripped through his yacht at the end of September. However, his wife and a couple of other officials were seriously hurt. Authorities in the Maldives have not provided any details as to why they believe the vice president may have been involved in the suspected assassination attempt. A ministerial meeting among China and ASEAN nations has taken place here in Beijing connected to law enforcement. Two sides say they hope to enhance their cooperation in this area. The joint declaration also says China-ASEAN ministerial meetings on law enforcement will now be held every 2 years. At the same time, a parallel meeting on security cooperation along the Mekong River has also taken place. Police chiefs from China, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam have attended the session. Philippine officials say a Chinese diplomatic official and her husband, who were accused of killing two other Chinese consular officials in the Philippines earlier this week, are now back in China. The Philippine Foreign Ministry says the couple were flown back to China from the central Philippine city of Cebu on Friday night. The unnamed couple, a Chinese consular official and her husband, are accused of opening fire in an upscale restaurant in Cebu on Wednesday, killing two consular officials and wounding the Chinese consul general to Cebu. Philippine authorities say they're unclear what the motive for the attack may have been, but are suggesting it may have had something to do with a financial dispute. The shooting taking place while nine people had gathered to celebrate Consul General Song Ronghua's birthday. Though shot in the neck in the incident, Song expected to make a full recovery. The Chinese government says it is deeply distressed by the incident and is working with Philippine authorities to determine exactly what happened. New analysis from a group of South American countries suggesting the regional economic bloc has seen its trade with China increase by some 6.5% over the course of this past year. The grouping, known as the Andean Community, is made up of Peru, Bolivia, Colombia, and Ecuador. It estimates its trade with China came in at just over $40 billion this past year. Peru makes up the biggest chunk of trade heading to China, with just over 50% of the Andean Community's goods flowing out of that country. The regional grouping mostly exports oil and copper to China. Most of the goods arriving into the so-called CAN include mostly mobile phones and other telecommunications equipment, as well as heavy machinery. At least one person is dead and 70 others hurt following a bombing at a ceremony early this morning in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka. Local police say three homemade bombs went off while members of Dhaka's Shiite Muslim community gathered to mark Ashura. The bombs were set off outside a holy temple in the old part of Dhaka while thousands gathered to begin the annual procession to mark Ashura. Bangladeshi authorities say they're unsure at this point who set off the bombs or what the motivation may have been. The country's Muslim population is predominantly Sunni. Ashura is an occasion marked by both Shia and Sunnis, though fundamentalists on the Sunni side have been known to use the event to attack Shiites. The Austrian government has transferred some $16.5 million to the country's non-governmental organizations to offset their costs in dealing with the massive influx of migrants rolling through the country. Austrian authorities say the money will be the first of a series of monthly payments. The Red Cross in Austria is getting the vast majority of the additional funding. Austria has become a corridor for migrants arriving in southeastern Europe, hoping to make their way into Germany. Many of those making their way into Austria are Syrians. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.